We're on the Boreen, this time on Culture File, as we take to the road on our debut Twitch stream with a Renault 4-based art project. We listen along the hedgerows and waysides of Kilkenny, but before that we take the first left to make the detour to Chuck Dowser, the West Kerry base of Michael Keegan Dolan. Out on the peninsula, the choreographer and his troupe of international dancers are developing their new show, Nír Déag Seachtar Cúig, 1975, a homage to the Bothy Band's classic album from that year. When Culture File darkened the door, the rehearsal room was occupied with an examination of the tools of the dancer's trade.
I really want to get the sound of this toe surgery going on.
Is it really crusty?
What is it?
We can't figure it out.
We're very, very dependent on the quality of our feet, you know.
Yes.
Yeah. Without these, we're out of a job, you know. So curious things happen as you get older.
I mean, I was actually thinking your feet look great, because sometimes you see a dancer's feet, a mature dancer's feet, and they're, you know, not great. Those are good feet.
They're not bad. I have a bunion there. That's from
ballet.
My early days at ballet school, where I was trying to conform to the...
to the small shoes.
And the classical regime. Yeah, we used to wear small shoes to make our feet look more...
pointy.
Pointy. I was going to say elegant. But the problem, I mean, it's for a man, it's one thing, but the women do point work, and they can really destroy your feet if you do a lot of it. Depending on your feet. Rochelle has nice square toes, I think.
So Rochelle, get ready for POW.
So maybe tell us a little bit about why we're here, this specific space, what it gives you.
Well, it was more an opportunity that presented itself. Like, it was an empty building in an incredibly kind of potent and beautiful place. I think I saw it first about 7 years ago, and then I thought it could make a really nice creative space for the kind of work that I like to make, because it's very close to the ocean. It was really, like, it's 60 metres away from the cliffs. And then it's very close to Connaughtbrannan or Mount Brandon. You can see the Blaskets, you can see Croagh Foran, you can see Slievan Iler. As you can see, there's all these incredible flowers, wildflowers and grasses, and there's a beautiful herd of cows just out the door. It's very kind of poetic or mythological or almost, you know, mythic landscape. So I think, you know, if you put a person who has an imaginative disposition, who likes making up dance and theatre in a place like this, something creative might happen.
Nice, Eki. Together.
But I guess we're really here because I moved to the Gaeltacht with my family about 8 years ago from the Midlands.
Okay, I mean.
Because I really wanted to understand who I was, and I felt part of that.
We're all like,
necessitated an engagement with the Gaeltacht, the language, and what has remained here that has been lost in many other parts of Western Europe. I think it just seeps in. Like, it would be impossible for it not to affect you. I mean, it's not the most brilliant day today, but like the shape of the three sisters out there, the Trúid Fhorracha, it affects your brain, affects the way you think about things. But really, it's about the good relations that I have with the people I work with. We kind of get each other, and I think that's very important. Because, you know, I'm not a writer or a painter. I don't work on my own. So you're in relation with people, with dancers all day long. And also because we're quite remote, that engagement is extended into the evenings and eating together. So really, you have to kind of gather around you people that you really want to be around. And that's primary.
I'm arriving several weeks into the performance, I'm arriving several weeks into the process. But you're kind of still collecting ideas from the dancers and focusing your ideas through them, maybe in some ways.
Yeah. I mean, I don't make up movement so much on my own. Some choreographers do, some choreographers don't. When I'm working on a show, all you'll hear all day long is that album. So I would have played the album a lot and danced here on my own at night, say in the winter. But, you know, that's interesting up to a point. But it's much more interesting to me as an artist to see what happens when you bring in a fella who was born in Hawaii or someone who maybe doesn't have the same sort of intensity about their relationship with the music, who respond to it from their universe, from their nervous system, from their ancestors. And then kind of interesting things start to happen.
This is a list of all our movements. We give them names.
It's on a flip chart.
Yeah, I just happen to have a flip chart. Skibbity skip, twisty twist, you know. Syrup in fish. Zorba line with sounds. You know, that kind of crack. The names are just so we remember them. And the weirder, the kind of more poetic and strange the name, the easier it is to remember.
Happy Shoulder, we'll start with, I guess the music is put on and we're trying to get in the music. My name is Rachel Poirier and I've been working with Chuck Dicer and Michael for 20 years. And we're dancing, improvising, having fun, and then a little shoulder might just suddenly feel really happy and make a little move, and then you start repeating it. And then usually if it's a step that has qualities, other people can tap into it, and you see other people might just start copying your little happy shoulder, and then before you know, you're like, okay, well, this is a happy shoulder step. And that's one step on the long journey of choreographing 55 minutes.
Just one more time?
Yeah, yeah, with that repeat.
Yeah, just one more time, folks. We won't do it for too long.
Because of where we are, we go outside a lot. Like if you go outside in town up in Dublin, like you're gonna get someone's way or create a disturbance, which can be really fun. But here, generally, the only people that see us are, well, they're not people, they're animals, you know, grazing cattle and sheep and butterflies. So you can really be undisturbed and take the work outside. And really simple things like falling in the grass for like 5 or 10 minutes and then coming back into the studio and falling on the floor in here really affects the quality of the fall and the kind of the poetry of the endeavour.
Cool. I like it, it's good.
I appreciate it. I suppose a building is a building, like it's four walls and a roof. What's nice about this particular building is it was built as a factory. So it has this kind of, you know, it's concrete blocks and a low ceiling, which isn't how you would imagine maybe a dance studio in Berlin or Stuttgart or Dublin or London. But really what's great about this ceiling is it's like it creates the feeling of being a little bit in a cave. This summer is the first time we're going to perform our new work only here. So we're building it in here, for here and only here. So the idea or the stress or the pull of having to go to the Dublin Theatre Festival or to Sadler's Wells or to the Théâtre de la Ville in Paris, I'm not dealing with any of that. I'm just thinking about creating an event or an encounter for this building to be witnessed by people in this building that happens to have a low ceiling and that's sitting on a cliff in Corcorina. Like, it's cool, you know.
Yeah, I was saying you couldn't practice Giselle in here and put them up on the top of telegraph poles or anything.
I remember that, yeah. Because a lot of the work I'd made before was kind of fixated on, I think someone wrote a PhD about it once, and I think the title of the PhD was The meaning and verticality in the work of Michael Keegan Dolan. So there was something about verticality. But you kind of have to imagine, yeah, I guess the sky is so big in Kerry. It does for me.
It's getting complicated.
We have been working on a new dance theatre creation, our work called Neadeg Shachto Kuig, our 1975, inspired by the Bothy Band album of the same name, recorded in 1975. I wanted to make a piece of work to an album because I liked the idea of the constraint, of the challenge, of not interfering with it. But I like the idea of having the restriction of not interfering with the length, with the order, because I imagined that the musicians involved at the time and the producer gave it a lot of consideration. It's 50 years old this year. Before I realised it was 50 years old this year, I had considered, like I was thinking, what are the best, who are the best trad bands ever? And the Bothy Band have to be up there. If not the best, one of the very best. Being here on my own, actually, I mean, I love working with people, but I love being on my own. In the space here, and I love putting on. I mean, we have a great sound system, so I'd whack on the Bothy Band, and yeah, I would dance. And like you described, dancing in your bedroom, I think dancing in one's bedroom is really an important thing. I think I would recommend it to everyone, you know. And I think a lot of people do it, but maybe they don't see it for what it is and how important it is in our development. And in the maintenance of our kind of mental or psychological equilibrium, I guess when I hear music, I see things. You know, that sounds like a line from the horror movie. I see things, but I see steps and I see scenes. I would come here and put music on, and I would let it speak to me. And that's how I ended up picking the album, actually. In truth, I remember the moment when I decided, no, I'm going to do that. And I think I'd finished dancing to the album and I went to have a shower here. But then I think I left the album playing. And when I came out, it was still playing. And I just kind of felt this kind of moment where, like, yeah, this is really, really great. And then I kind of got busy about trying to figure out why it was great. There's a lot of tunes. There's 14 tracks on the album, but there's 27 tunes. So, like, as is part of the tradition, you can kind of segue from one tune to another. And sometimes the quality or the way that segue or that transition works is really one of the more exciting elements. Like, it's so fantastic when they move from one to another and back. The skill, it's a bit like driving a car very fast and changing gears into a corner. When it's done well, it's beautiful, yeah, and it's kind of uplifting and exciting, shape-shifting, you know, mind-changing stuff.
Hi, my name is Amit, and I'm one of the dancers in 1975. Yesterday, we made a movement called Syrup and Fish, which feels lovely to do, kind of circling your arms over your head, like you're covering yourself in syrup and then opening them out and then sort of twisting your body around like a fish navigating through water. So that one's a nice one.
I'm Aki. I'm from Japan. I made one move called Fisherman. In Japanese, it's Tsuribito, which is maybe... It just came up, and I think it's I think we are next to the sea. So something, I don't know, it just came up in my body, pulling movement, but circular, turning to pulling, turning and pulling, turning and pulling. I think it's more the rope, I feel like. And then we do it together, so it feels like many people pulling the rope together.
I'm Daniel. I'm from Yorkshire, but I'm living in Germany. We have one called the Courtly Crab. And I didn't enjoy it in the beginning, but actually now it's growing on me. Kind of a sideways shuffle. And then there's these arms that they circle over our head and then they push down. So we kind of do shuffle, shuffle, stamp. And then the arms stamp at the same time. So it's kind of like this light funny, fruity little crab.
I'm Jimmy, dancer. There's a move called the winner, which I connect to. Yeah, it came from an improv. It came out of nowhere. And Michael said, that's a winner. It's very symmetrical and musical. It's quiet in its energy and in the noise it makes. I'm dropping my weight into my left foot and lifting my right knee. And as I'm lifting my right knee, I'm softening my chest towards the knee. I lower my right leg, it touches the floor. I bring it back in to where it was, and then I change my weight. So I flick up my left and put my weight down onto the right and repeat on the other side. And then once the knee returns to the chest, I lower both feet to the floor. With a miniature kind of twist of my upper body, I gather energy to do a full turn really fast.
I mean, I think you lie in bed thinking about these things, and because your whole life is kind of tied up with this now, like it's kind of too late for me. Like, this is all I'm going to be doing until the day I, you know, well, God willing. So like, it's a deep relationship you have with this. It's a personal one. Not a whole lot of other people care too much about it, but you think about it a lot. And I was thinking, it's a bit like, I mean, you were asking earlier about living here, and I was thinking about the ocean, and it's a bit like, you know, people around here have said to me, you know, the ocean is beautiful, but she'll take you if you're not paying attention. You know, there's no kind of human ethics about, oh, the poor fella, I won't take him or her. Whereas I feel like creativity is a bit like that. Like, you can work as hard as anyone. You can get up at 6:30 in the morning, rehearse all day, go over and over and over and over and over it again and again, and it just may not work out. You know, sometimes by doing all of those things, you're making it worse. So there has to be this kind of degree of submission to the, to, you know, if you use the ocean as a kind of as an image, like creativity is a bit like entering into an ocean. You really have to pay attention. You have to, you know, you have to really, really pay attention. But the outcome is not necessarily entirely in your hands, which is gorgeous, right? But it's also kind of can be overwhelming, kind of. Makes you feel a bit out of control, you know, sometimes.
Michael Keegan Dolan and Company there in West Kerry, near Deag Shachtacuig, 1975. The show is at Chuck Dancer from August 27th. Tickets are on Eventbrite. Now, Hedgerow and Wayside is a collaborative exhibition in Roath House and Gardens in Kilkenny. It brings together a botanical artist, a papermaker and a composer, and features local colours via handmade dyes using common local plants and sounds via a soundscape. Creators Assemble.
I'm Jane Castle. I'm an environmental artist based in County Kilkenny, and have been working on this wonderful collaborative with the papermaker Polly and with musician Kate Powell.
I'm Kate Powell. I'm a musician and composer, and I have created a soundscape and composition for this project, Hedgerow and Wayside.
I work as an artist, so I make big pieces of paper on the whole, and I work usually with a range of plant fibres, and also recycled rag cotton, so it could be old white cotton sheets or old shirts. I make it primarily to either sculpt with or as art pieces, rather than for writing or little books or things. What I've been doing over the last year is I've been working very closely with Jen Castle, and she's a botanical artist and environmentalist. And the project we've been working on over the last year has focused on the hedgerows and the wayside, the plants that you find in County Kilkenny. So what I was doing was I was making cotton pulp to make the paper and then dyeing it with natural plant dye plants. And then Jen was painting on that paper the plant that I'd used to make the dye. So, for example, maybe I made the dye out of foxgloves and I dyed the cotton pulp with the foxglove dye, made large sheets of foxglove paper, and then Jen, once it was dried and prepped, would paint the foxglove using her charcoal inks that she makes on top of the paper. So the end result is this large, I think it's about 4 foot by 2.5 foot piece of paper dyed with foxgloves, and then foxgloves painted on top of it. So that's just one example of how we worked.
The whole process too of the paper, the dyes, some of them won't be colour fast. They'll be what they call fugitive, when they might slowly disappear over time. The charcoal line will always be there. I'm using compressed charcoal, which is strong, and that's kind of bites into the fibres. So the line work will always be there, and the paper might well fade in time. And what I like about this whole process is that when the drawing's finished even, it can go back into the earth. You know, it's biodegradable. You've gone through the process and it can then become compost.
Jen and I were working together building this project, and I bumped into my old friend Kate, who I've known for years since I moved over from the UK, and she's a musician composer. So I was telling her what I was doing, what Jen and I were working on, and she got very excited because she'd been working on soundscaping and composing. So that then gave us the idea of creating a soundscape that will be played during the exhibition.
I've been recording sounds from the hedgerows for a while now, not quite knowing why I've been recording them, but being sure that they're going to be useful for something and wanting to use them in my compositions. So for me it was a gift, actually, because it meant that I could just quietly hang out in the fields, stick my recorder into the hedgerows and just listen myself, and then find out what the recording had picked up as well. And then I took that back to the studio and went through it and picked out little snippets. And I had it as a sort of collage, I suppose. And I thought about, you know, what is the hedgerow hearing? Is it, and through the course of the day, say. And so it started with bird song and finished with a fox barking. And all of those were recorded just around me. So yeah, it's just an improvisation really over a soundscape and a conversation with those insects and birds.
The team behind Hedgerow and Wayside There, that show runs from August 7th in Kilkenny. And finally, a historical first and a bit of an experiment. Tour de Force is a travelling artwork come Reno 4, in which artist Liliane Puteau and writer Ingrid Lyons are currently travelling Ireland, hosting happenings wherever they stop. They're also streaming their exploits on Twitch, a video platform favoured by computer gamers. Culturefile joined them for a Twitch live stream from their Magic Reno.
It was dormant in my father's shed for more than 35 years, and I've always seen there. And as I work as a visual artist and sculptor, I was interested in the car as the vehicle as a sculpture, and started to do a bit of research and understood that the Renault 4 was fabricated in France, in Paris, and they were calling it CKD, completely knocked down, and it meant that the cars were sent in thousands of parts as a kit to international destinations, and this included Wexford. That's where the project really started, with the Renault 4, and this is where we are sitting now, looking at the pier. I guess it's like the body's from 1962, so it has this really cartoony look, as in a way. It has the round headlights, and then it has this grill that is in chrome, so it kind of has a smile. Yeah, of course, yeah, yeah. We're getting groupies.
We're having your photograph.
We're the fans, right. Yeah.
See, you've also got a large painting on the front by Paddy Critchley, and that painting is of a horse, and it says couple on it, and that kind of draws a few looks as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Tell us what actually is happening. What is the Tour de Force this summer?
So it is really a mapped adventure with pit stops all over Ireland, where we meet and engage with artists, writers, musicians, farmers, mechanics, academics, kind of meeting them for conversations and exchanges. Oh, he wants us to move. Yeah.
Twitch Element was really the idea of live streaming our journey for people to tune in and follow us as we were going through the landscape.
And also it kind of looks like a game, you know, the idea that we're inside this game, this labyrinthine sort of narrative, and we can pick any road to go down, and we're picking the back roads and the detours and tangents. And
especially because the camera points out and we see the bonnet of the car, so you feel that if you were to watch the Twitch, you are actually the driver and follow also the journey of the car. That's what you were saying earlier, is like the car is very much forward. It is actually, yeah, it's almost the journey of the car, and it drives us places as we take those detours.
I mean, that is absolutely what's beautiful about the Twitch stream, is that if you go over to other people's accounts on Twitch, you might see the same thing. Limmy often drives big trucks on Twitch, but they're all animated, and what we're seeing with you is like real beautiful West Cork, or real roads of Ireland, which is funny. It's like this idea that Twitch is somehow, you know, a very kind of synthetic paradise, and it's kind of lovely idea, lovely détournement to add something kind of warm and natural into the middle of Twitch.
It's funny when you think of that kind of like the clash almost between what we're looking at and then the medium that we're using to look at it, you know? Like, for example, behind me here I have a beautiful coal bucket made by Ireland's last traveller tinsmith, James Collins. This was kind of a talisman of good luck as we set out on our travels.
I guess part of it is you must enjoy each other's company.
Yeah, we're kind of on the same page very quickly about a lot of things, which enables us to like workshop ideas and then also maybe have a little time to go off on an adventure.
Mm-hmm. New roads, you know. So,
including this detour, people will have missed out on this, but the actual setting up of this Twitch stream for us to talk has been the work of a week.
I think we might be experts in that now as well, all of us.
I think so.
I feel like I'm benefiting from your tour already.
Oh, great. I'd love to hear it.
Okay, so you're probably going to hit the road again. And so people can come to this Twitch stream, which is Tour de Force Club.
It's a Renault 4. It is a Renault 4, yes. Did you have one yourself?
My husband's family had. What year is it?
62.
So listen, do you want to do that thing where you know, you pick a cassette and tell me what it is and then drive off? What have you got there?
The tune, the tape I think I'll put on is this brilliant tape from 1980 called Hidden Ground. And it's Jolly John Jackson and Paddy Glacken. So I'll just stick it on.
Lovely.
Oh, I'm just up to realise that my headlights were on all this time.
Oh no, are we going to be... stuck on this gear?
We might have no battery left.
Can you send over someone with jump leads?
We put out a call on Twitch. Jump in.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for talking, and bon voyage.
Merci. Thank you.
The Tour de Force team there, streaming and on Instagram at Tour de Force Club. If you'd like to see the whole video of that collab, follow Culturefile on Blue Sky or Twitch. Bye now.